This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
All right, let's play ball. 5:21 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Gwen and Chris continuing up until 6 o'clock this evening. Don't forget, we're off Monday. It's 4th of July. Nobody works on 4th of July except the fireworks people.
That is not true. I've worked radio 4th of July 3 years in a row.
My very first sports talk radio show that I ever did
was on 4th of July?
On any station, anywhere.
Wow.
Was on the 4th of July. So there you go.
That is cool. So we are there are people that work on 4th of July.
I know, but for that particular moment in time, I just thought, you know, we'd say nobody's working on Monday. We are working Tuesday, but it'll be after Padre baseball.
Yes.
Padres play, what, a 1 o'clock game on Tuesday? 12. Got the Seattle Mariners in town Monday Tuesday. So what time is the game Tuesday?
Let me look on the
wall. I thought it was at 1 o'clock. Look on the wall.
110.
110. Tuesday. So we'll be on after the game Tuesday. And then back in a regular time slot next Wednesday. Wow, that's already. Who else do they play next week at home? Seattle and
they also
Giants?
Play, yes, the Giants.
Giants.
Starting on the 7th.
Coming in for four?
Four, yes. Thursday through Sunday.
So two of Seattle, a day off Wednesday?
A day off Wednesday.
Strange.
And then they go to Colorado.
Wait, no.
No, okay, so here's the schedule.
They got two with Seattle, an off day, and then four with San Francisco.
Yes, then they go four to Colorado.
Right.
Three at home to Arizona, and then the All-Star break.
All right, so you're getting there. Before you get there, you got to win a couple of games in L.A. here against the Dodgers. Pre-game show coming up just after 6 o'clock this evening. Earlier today, John David Wicker, J.D. Wicker, the athletic director at San Diego State, was on with the morning show guys, Ben and Woods. I believe it was just Ben today.
Yes.
I think Woods had the day off. And Ben asked him a bunch of questions about yesterday's bombshell news that USC and UCLA were leaving the Pac-12. Here was J.D. Wicker, the San Diego State AD, on his reaction to what was announced yesterday.
Hey, I was definitely surprised. I mean, I've heard for a long time that SC, you know, wanted something better. And that they were looking in. But I'll be honest, I didn't think it would ever happen. And, you know, based on conversations I've had with a variety of people, no one outside of, you know, a few people at SC, UCLA, and some folks at the Big Ten headquarters had any idea this was coming. So it's definitely a surprise. And although at this point, you know, I tell people I'm not sure why I should be a surprise with anything in college athletics, but it happens, that's for sure.
All right, so we were all surprised. So that's J.D. Wicker is correct about that. Here's how he thinks things will shape up now with the Pac-12 being as yesterday's news is out of the bag.
I think that's a little hard to pinpoint. Obviously, you know, everyone is, you know, in the Pac-12 right now is scrambling to try to understand, you know, what the future is and, you know, where their landing spot is. And is the Pac-12 the right place to be? Is it, you know, talking to other institutions? I think it'll move, you know, fairly quickly. One of the elements that's important for the Pac-12 is their television rights are, you know, currently kind of up and being negotiated. So they need to know who they're going to be so that they can, you know, maximize those rights with a TV partner. One of the other wild cards out there, you've got, you know, George Klivikov at the Pac-12. He's been doing this a year now, but he didn't really have a lot of college athletics background. But the real wild card is the Big 12, who just announced their new commissioner. Gosh, it seems like it's been a month ago, but it was, I think, Monday or Tuesday this week. Brett Yormark, who has no experience really in college athletics. So he's really drinking through the fire hose at this point of, okay, what does the Big 12 want to do? Do they want to, you know, seek further expansion and move west, or do they want to stand pat? So a lot of decisions for a lot of different people to weigh.
Yeah, wow, drinking through the fire hose. I like that one. Might have to use that one.
That perked us up there.
Yeah, got my attention. All right,
I'm pretty surprised, honestly, in this day and age that this did not leak at all. There was nothing to this. It just came down and it was done.
It was pretty remarkable. More from J.D. Wicker. Question that I think a lot of us wanted to know. Does he need to reach out to another school about moving conferences?
I think one thing that changed with the NCAA recently is they get away with the rule for conference championship games in football. It used to be you had to have two divisions and you had to take the division winner from each side to play in the championship game. They changed that rule to say basically everybody can, you know, play in one division and then you take the top two teams. So the need to have even numbers has kind of gone away a little bit. You know, now you can have 11 teams in one division, you know, play however many conference games you want to play, and then you take your top two teams. So, you know, even kind of been the thing that's, you know, always worked before, but now that we don't need to have two divisions, even is not necessarily a thing. So I think it's, you know, taking whatever's the best fit and what's going to help you, you know, grow your conference the best that you can and, you know, maximize your television revenue and other elements.
All right. Finally, J.D. Wicker on what is next for the Aztecs.
I think first and foremost, and we've said this since, you know, Jim Sturt got here and then, you know, I followed, is we want to position ourselves to be, you know, in the best position going forward of whatever the next iteration of the NCAA is going to be, conference realignment. And obviously we're doing that. We're investing in a football stadium at $310 million. Our football team has been, you know, wildly successful, 7-2 against the Pac-12 since 2016. You know, we had a Final Four basketball team back in, you know, 2019, 2020, and we're going to be really loaded this year. And then across all of our other sports, I think, you know, all told, we've won 55 conference championships in the last 10 years. So we're very competitive. Academic institution is on the rise, especially with Mission Valley coming. We should be a Research One institution here before long. So all of those pieces are important. And then you add in the factor that, you know, now that USC and UCLA are gone to the Big Ten, we are the Southern California institution that's out there. So whether that's, you know, whatever that may be, it's the Mountain West Conference going out and adding teams that, you know, may have an interest based on how other movement happens, or, you know, is it somebody wanting, you know, is it the Pac-12 wanting to keep a Southern California presence, which would seemingly make sense, or maybe the Big 12 wants to get into Southern California. So we've certainly got we'll look at all of our options, and we're going to do what's best for our student athletes and our fans and alumni.
Attaboy, J.D. Wicker, a true professional athletic director, answering questions without really telling us a whole lot, but at least keeping us updated on what is going on at San Diego State.
He's making himself available.
Well, of course. I mean, what else are you going to say? What's next for SDSU? Well, we want to be in the Big 12, and that's the only thing we're looking at. That'd be kind of a silly answer to give, considering the Pac-12 might hear that and go, oh, really? You don't want to come to the Pac-12. Maybe the Mountain West would hear that and go, oh, really? You'll never get a call in a basketball game again from a referee.
Oh, what's his name? Eric Curry.
Oh, man, our guy Eric Curry. Don't get me started.
But, I got a tweet about him the other day.
Good old Eric Curry.
Someone asked me if the umpire was actually Eric Curry.
Oh, God, that's funny. Yeah, old Eric Curry was our whipping boy. He was our whipping boy on this show. But the Aztecs were his whipping boy last season. He cost them three games, practically. Yeah, I mean, look, but the Aztecs' three choices are stay in the Mountain West, go to the Pac-12, go to the Big 12. To me, stay in the Mountain West is fourth.
Yes.
That's how low on the totem pole that is. Going to the Pac-12 would be second, but I think going to the Big 12 is what you have to look at. I just don't think with USC and UCLA leaving, the Pac-12 is going to be much of anything left. So if you go there, I think it'll wind up being a pretty lateral move to where you're at now.
Pac-12 does have a bigger TV contract in the Mountain West.
Yeah,
it does have bigger bowl game.
But without USC and UCLA, will it still? That's the question. You heard J.D. Wicker say that they're in the negotiations for their TV contract right now.
Yeah.
And they just lost USC and UCLA.
Yeah.
So I think you got to shoot for everything and get into the Big 12. But I don't think the Big 12 shares the same, you know, attraction to San Diego State. That's what I fear.
Well, what do they have going on?
Exactly. The Big 12. Hello, Big 12. Let me mention to you, San Diego is the eighth largest city in the country. It's the most beautiful city in the country. All right? It's a Southern California presence.
Brand new stadium.
It stretches out your reach and your footprint. And they got a brand new stadium. They got a great basketball program to play your Kansases and your Oklahoma States and everybody else. It's got a, you know, excellent in every other sport. The Big 12 could do a whole lot worse than expanding to San Diego.
Yes.
I don't know. I need to see it before I'll believe it. I hope it to be true someday, Scraby.
Me too.
Okay, we'll find out when we come back. A little
Oh, we'll find out when we come back?
We won't find out when we come back unless something really dramatic that we're not expecting happens.
Hey, USC and UCLA left in the matter of 2 hours.
They did. So maybe when we come back, we'll find out that San Diego State has joined the Big 12.
The SEC.
But don't count on it. What you can count on is our visit with Sean Manaea from our Friar Friday interview a little earlier today. You'll hear some of that when Gwen and Chris comes back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.